This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Mylo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Preparing, setting it up, and we are live, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I wonder if we have any 67.
Oh, we're close to 69. Two more, and we're going to be 69.
Woo. Oh, we don't have a guest booked for that show,
I don't believe. Oh, shit. Well, I just the girl Nadine that we had on from the Foxhole Foundation. Yes. She wants to come back on because she has updates from North Carolina, and she wants to try to push for more donations. Which I said, cool. You know, let's get her on. I don't know if we do it 69, but we can definitely get her back on soon. Maybe early January.
We'll do her on number 69 if she wants to flash her boobies on show 69. Then we can.
You're hilarious. But yeah, she was asking me, you know, like if I can give her like some of my celebrity friends to reach out to. I'm like, I don't really have a lot of those.
No, but I mean, I was gonna say, if you're reaching out to them, have them come on this show first.
Oh, exactly. Then, yes.
Yeah. But even if you're not friendly, you'd be like, hey, by the way, I'm Chad Gracie. You know, we got some shit in common.
Yeah. I mean, I can reach out to people on Facebook, on Instagram, I guess, but like, I don't know.
I know you feel awkward.
A lot of the celebrities that I know anyway are fucking libtards, so they won't even come on here.
They don't even want to have a cool discussion. It's not like we're going to gang up on them. I listen.
Liberals don't like to be challenged. Are you kidding me?
That's right.
I don't like their fucking ideas challenged because their ideas, after a short little debate, will break down really fast because they're living on propaganda and bullshit.
And then as soon as you answer whatever question they're asking with, you know, facts and stuff, then they'll move on to a different topic. Okay, well, you got me there. Let me hop on to this. And then they'll throw fucking nine things at you. And you got to put out all the fires at once. Malibu, Chad, is on fire, I heard.
I just saw a post from a friend, old friend of mine back in Ladera Ranch that her daughter goes to Pepperdine. And, yeah, their fucking fire was right at Pepperdine. So they had to evacuate.
I mean, how many wildfires does this state need to have before they do controlled burns and fucking get rid of the dead wood in these fucking forests? Like, this is crazy. It's literally, they could prevent this. It's preventable.
Some of it's preventable. I mean, they do a lot of mitigation for vegetation around structures and stuff, especially in Malibu, but it's just, you know, it's a red flag warning right now. So we have Santa Ana's, which, it's a big, big wind. It makes it really dry. So this is perfect fire conditions. So you're never going to eliminate all of them. But yeah, you can definitely eliminate some of them for sure by doing controlled burns and shit. Absolutely.
Yeah, I heard they don't do shit over there. Bobby, pull up.
No, they don't do shit because it's bad for the environment. I remember Trump brought that up back when he was first elected. He brought up about doing controlled burns. And everyone laughed at him like, oh, that's bullshit. It won't do anything. And like, no, that's how other states, that's why all these states don't burn fuck down, because everyone gets wildfires, but they do control burns and take down deadfall and manicure the forest a little bit.
Absolutely.
But here in California, that is bad for the environment. But a major wildfire spewing fucking trillions of fucking, pounds of fucking soot into the air isn't bad for the environment, you idiots.
Right. That's way worse than the controlled burns, because you're burning way less and, it would stop the devastation. So the fucking wildfires are really what's bad for the environment. The controlled burn would be way less of a hassle for the environment.
No, that's leftist climateology ideology propaganda. It's hilarious. Well,
this brings me to my fucking next article. Bobby, pull up the e-bike article for California that I sent you. Chad, this just shows how fucking stupidly run this state is, bro.
Dude, I know. I live it every fucking day.
They're broke as fuck, running in a deficit, and now they want to give every California citizen $2,000 for an e-bike. Not a loan, free money to buy a fucking e-bike, bro. Like, Bobby, you got that article?
I mean, I'll take an e-bike, but it's ridiculous. 100%.
Well, you got to be under a certain income thing. Like, I think but still, like, what the fuck, dude? You don't have money to, support your state. You're in a deficit. Now you're giving e-bikes to fucking poor people.
It's fucking insane.
And how about instead of a $2,000 e-bike, you get them a $200 bike?
Yeah, exactly. Pedal some and fucking get a workout.
Yeah, there it is. Launches their first voucher for the bikes. The summary team will provide income-eligible Californians up to $2,000 for the purchase of a new e-bike.
This is what these assholes focus on. They got massive homelessness, going on, and you get fucking shit all over the streets of San Francisco. Everyone's moving the fuck out of there. Every major city's in a shithole state, and you're given... This is what they concentrated. This is the shit that they work on. It's fucking crazy, dude.
It's crazy, dude. And they're doing $3 million worth. So up to $1,500 e-bikes, like round one to start off, see how the fucking thing works. They're going to dump a fucking another $3 million.
But this is typical leftist bullshit. Here's a little thing to take your mind off of all the actual fucked up shit that we're doing over here. Here's your little e-bike. That'll keep you happy until the next election and you fucking elect the dumbasses again. That'll keep you happy. Here you go. Here's some free stuff. Don't worry about the homelessness and the crime.
Exactly.
It's fucking a trip, man. What I was going to say about before is that politicians used to make moves that were unpopular. And then, the people, even in their own party, would be like, yeah, this is fucked up. We don't like that. But it just seems like everyone's so fucking tribal now. You can't even, they make a bad move. And no one says anything about it, especially on the left. I mean, it's just wild.
Well, like you just said, I mean, the fact that you're giving, lower income people, poor people e-bikes rather than fixing like the homeless situation is crazy, bro. Like, don't you think a home is a little bit more important than a fucking e-bike, bro? Like, I don't know. It's just bass-ackwards, man.
Oh, it's way bass-ackwards.
And... it's just crazy, man. Now you're going to have homeless people shitting off the back of their bike rather than...
Exactly.
Crazy, man.
And then, everyone will get a free bike and people will still steal them anyway.
Exactly. Egg-fucking-zack.
Crazy. It's wild.
Well,
I saved a few videos. It's fucking funny, but let's see what I got here. Oh, there's the House Oversight Committee put out a report about basically saying that everything around COVID-19 was fucking bullshit.
Do you want to send the link to Bobby in the chat? He'll pull it up or...
Well, I have it on Instagram. I could send it. It was just a video I watched on Instagram.
We could do this. Could be a clip show. This could be a fucking whatever we want show.
I could send it to him on Instagram, I guess. I don't know.
Yes.
As I keep saying, like, this is all stuff that I knew, maybe you knew. During COVID, you find stuff that's true, and then all of a sudden that stuff starts to get censored, and you're like, "The fuck is going on?" Like, coming from a lab, we all knew that came from a lab, but they're like, "Oh no, it came from a wet market. Oh, didn't come from the Wuhan lab where they're doing the fucking research on gain of function.
And now it's like, you know, fact that it came from the lab. Like, it's just crazy to fucking that they were silencing that for that fucking long when it was, and you knew it was gospel back then. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's literally insane. Like, masks, social distancing was completely fucking made up. 6 feet rule was complete bullshit. No, there was no scientific fact basis to that at all. But remember, they kept saying, follow the science, follow the science, follow the science.
Yeah.
And then Fauci's like, I am the science. It's like, fuck you, man. It's ridiculous.
I just watched something where they fucking, they were going around, like, this was like, I guess during the beginning of when the vaccine came out and everybody was still on lockdown. Fauci was going around to like areas with some other people, like trying to get people to get the vaccine, going to their homes, knocking on a door.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Dude, this black dude ripped him a fucking new one, and everything he said was so on point. Fauci didn't have an answer for shit. He tried to, and the guy cut him off and was like, nope. And I was like, yo, fucking beautiful, bro. And
this podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
People knew back then, and of course Fauci knew what this vaccine was way back then, and fucking
he was making lots of money from it.
Yep. How can you be that evil, dude? Like, whether you believe in God or not, or heaven or hell or not, the fact that it could be a heaven and a hell, and you're going to do this shit, and you could possibly spend eternity in hell for the 100 years.
I don't think
years.
That crosses these people's minds.
But don't you think it should, dude?
That's the, you know, most leftists are fucking not religious at all. So they don't believe in God. So why would there be any consequences in the afterlife for them? So they can just fucking do whatever they want here. Doesn't matter. I mean, that's you know, it's a great way to live. Like, there's no consequences to anything I do. So fuck it. I'll just make as much money as I can and do whatever I want.
What's this, Bobby?
Yeah.
I see it, but I just see the headline. I don't see anything else. I see myocarditis associated with COVID-19 vaccination.
COVID-19 was nothing but a fucking an experiment to see how people reacted to being controlled completely. That's all it fucking was.
Right. So do you think
I don't give a fuck. I mean, it's crazy.
Do you think it leaked from the lab, or you think they leaked it from the lab to actually fucking get this out?
I think they leaked it. Yeah, it was fucking leaked on purpose. Yep. The only thing they had on Trump was the only thing they couldn't get to Trump on was his economy.
Right. And this was
what shut down the fucking economy? Boom. I mean, what shut it down?
So, like, is China in on it with the United States at that point? Probably, because China wanted him out too.
China's in on it with the Democrats, the leftist fucking Democrats. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when I say United States, that's what I meant at that time.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of fucking. Can you imagine being like right there? So you are in bed with a foreign government doing things against our sitting president, bro.
You have so many instances of fucking full blown treason by the left during Trump's administration and even in these last 4 years. It's just insane. I mean, just think about it. Hunter and Joe flew to China on Air Force Two. Hunter comes away with a $1 billion deal from basically the Chinese government. Right. Okay, that's treasonous. The amount of money that the Bidens took from fucking China is treasonous. The fact that General Milley, while he was President Trump's top fucking military leader called his counterpart in China and said, "Don't worry, I won't let Trump nuke you."
Wow.
What, I mean, dude, that is fucking court-martial treason put to death material. It's fucking insane.
Do you think that Trump will like look into this, the Wuhan lab thing, and see if they
I don't know. I haven't heard any inklings of that. I mean, right. Possibly. I think he's more worried about just moving forward and getting the government fixed and fucking, you know, getting, you know, less, way less bureaucracy and just figuring out the things going forward. I don't know. Maybe they'll get to looking back at the Wuhan virus, but who knows?
I mean, that's kind of like the most important thing in the world to look into, because if they did do that, that's fucking, you tried to kill the world. You released the virus not knowing what the fuck it would do, killed a million people. Like, that should be the most important thing looked into. But I guess my question is even if he found out, would he say, yes, they did it? Yes, they were in bed with the Chinese government? Because this is a bigger fucking fuck up than us killing Kennedy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, absolutely. Yeah. Would you say, you're saying, would Trump say that? Would he tell
I'm saying, like, say he investigated, found out we were involved and in bed with China. Do you think he would actually release that? Because
At this point he would. Yeah. I think at this point he definitely would. If he decides to investigate it, it's funny to look back. There's this whole video montage, I think that Joe Rogan did, where Trump was saying the mortality rate is way less than 1%. And of course the mainstream media and the fucking WHO and all these fucking, all those different, you know, leftist organizations are all had the same message. It's 3.4%. It's 3.4%. The Trump president has a hunch. He's lying to you. And it turns out that he was right the whole fucking time. It was 0.01% was the death rate the whole time for COVID.
Right. Well, do you remember? So when this virus first came out, he was the first leader to basically like shut down
China.
Yep. Right. And then as soon as that happened, everybody called him a racist and fucking
xenophobe. Right. Fucking Pelosi's marching around Chinatown in fucking San Francisco going, "Look, we're great. We love our Chinese brethren."
Right.
He's racist.
Exactly. And then he, I completely forgot.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
All good. I just don't remember where it was going. It was a poignant point.
Oh, he wanted to shut down travel from China. They all called him racist. But that was like the best thing to do at the time, because that's where everyone was coming from with the fucking virus.
And then he also didn't want to shut down America. Like, after he had some more information on it, he didn't want to do a complete shutdown, and they kind of forced him into it. And then he only wanted to do a 2-week one. They fucking forced it longer. So, I mean, he was right every step of the way. And as he got more information, he put it out there and they shut it down right away. And then now you look back years later, the dude was on point and they fucked
him. He's right about everything, basically.
Yeah. It's crazy, man.
It's just like the House Oversight Committee said, everything, just about everything about COVID was fucking false. Just about everything you can fucking think of. The vax working, masks working, social distancing, where it came from, everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, and that's what drove me crazy through the whole thing, is that I fucking knew all this. And as I keep saying, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I just had alternative fucking pieces of information coming at me. And then those things would be censored. I'm like, this is fucking nuts, man. Like, crazy. Something's going on.
But
I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Yes, you are. Rob Bobby Yankee, can you pull up the article on the young Americans getting cancer?
Oh, well, that's another side effect of the fucking of the jabs is turbo cancer's out the ass.
Right. Well, so this article, I didn't get to read the whole thing, but that's the headline. Why are so many young Americans getting cancer?
I guarantee it
doesn't go into from the vaccine. It goes into some other bullshit.
Fuck no. This is what they do with this. Why are all these people getting myocarditis? Why are all these athletes dying on their pitches playing games? Why are all these people getting cancer? We just don't know. We can't tell. We have no idea how it's happening.
Yeah.
Like, fucking shut up.
Exactly. Let me see if I do this. There we go. All right. So many people think of the first few decades of adulthood as a time of exploration, a focus on a career, make new friends, or even find a spouse, travel the world, or just have fun. Whichever path they choose, the last thing on their mind is cancer. But cancer is occurring in more adults at younger ages before they turn 40 or 50, and sometimes even earlier. And it's just weird that it's happening now or in the past couple of years.
Listen, the vax is definitely contributing, but also over a longer term, our food supply is contributing big time. And that's what fucking RFK is coming in to help fix. Because definitely. you're talking about, I think it's 160 ingredients in our food supply that are illegal in other countries and every other country based in the world. Illegal.
Of course. I mean, we're America, man. We got freedom to eat whatever we want here.
Yeah, I mean, Trump was just on, 60 Minutes, I believe, and he was saying that he just wants to understand and get to the bottom of why our country is so sick and why are people getting cancer at such an early age and why are so many autoimmune diseases up off the charts? It's because of the childhood vaccine schedule.
Yeah, period. 100%, man.
Did you ever know anybody when you were a kid in school with a fucking fatal peanut allergy? No.
No.
Nope. Didn't know one fucking person. Did you know anybody with autism? No.
No.
Nope.
The biggest thing we had back in the day was lice.
Exactly.
You know, and chicken pox. That was right. It.
And then your mom hears about chicken pox. She's like, go to his house. Go get the chicken pox. Boom.
Right over.
Now you got a vaccine for it, and you have to keep getting boosted from it. You get it once as a child, you're immune for life.
Yeah.
Same with measles.
Are measles coming back?
No, I'm just saying measles was a disease in the 50s and 60s where if someone had the measles, you'd send your kids to the house to get measles. Then you're immune from it the rest of your life. You don't need them.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The Real Real. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Booster. You don't need a vaccine for it.
Gotcha. I didn't realize they did that too. So if these things aren't so, like measles and chickenpox, if they're just not that bad, what the fuck were they even making vaccines for it anyway?
Well, so less people are sick. I mean, they'll tell you all day it's fatal. I mean, yeah, it's like very, very few people die from the measles, but some people do. But it's very fucking rare, right? But it became a moneymaker for Big Pharma, but then they discovered that, oh shit, we're getting sued because it is harming people. And that's the very reason that they had to set up the vaccine court and give them immunity, because their whole argument to the government was, we want to make these, but they are inherently unsafe. We cannot guarantee that they won't harm and kill people. So then they get blanket immunity from prosecution or lawsuits from anyone. So if you are injured or one of your relatives is killed from the vaccine, you have to go to the VAERS court, which is the Vaccine Adverse Events Reaction Report, I think it's called, or system, whatever it is. But you have to go to that court and basically plead your case to basically a board of people that is mostly Big Pharma.
Yeah.
Go figure. And you have to prove that the vaccine injured you.
Wow.
But having said that, there's been over 4.6 billion. I'm sure it's over $5 billion in awards paid out to people that have been injured and or killed from the vaccines. Excuse me. And on the VAERS system, back in 21, I think, more people had died just from the COVID vax that were reported to the system than had died in the past 30 years of reporting from all the other vaccines.
Wow.
I mean, it's like, okay, yeah, keep getting your jabs and don't worry, it's not this. And autism isn't from the fucking vaccines because they told me it's not. But, you know, there's something happened in 1986. And 1986 is, I think, when they passed it, when 89 it went into effect, the vaccine laws. And ever since then, we have skyrocketed in autoimmune diseases for children and fucking autism. But there's no link. Don't worry.
It shouldn't be 100% blanket like that. It should be to where if they find gross negligence or they didn't do fucking their studies properly or they lied on shit, they should be able to get sued. I understand why they wanted to protect them originally because, you know, but if they can't just do it 100%. If they're found that they're doing this and they know it's going to kill people, a majority of people, it's not going to fuck, they should be able to get sued. It shouldn't be a blanket fucking thing.
Part of the agreement, given them liability, is that they were supposed to do their own independent testing and make sure that the vaccines were safe. They've never fucking done that. The pharma companies have never done it because they're not held accountable in any way, even by the government.
Well, yeah. And the studies, they do their own studies on the efficacy and how, like, these drugs affect people. And then they put out these findings to be reviewed by people to make them gospel. But they put out what parts of the study they want to. They don't put out the full study.
Well, they put out the parts of the study that they paid for, and then they fucking pay the people that report on the study, and they pay the people that write the fucking letter, the journal entries. You know, they have the big medical journals that make everything legitimate. Well, they pay that. They own those journals, and or they pay people that are writing the shit in the journals so that it all looks favorable to Big Pharma so they make more money.
But
follow the fucking money.
It's set up to fucking cause fuckery. I mean,
well, exactly. And then the mainstream media plays along with it because Big Pharma funds all their fucking commercials. This is the reason Big Pharma should not be allowed to advertise in this country anymore. And then you have Big Food in cahoots with Big Pharma because Big Food causes disease and Big Pharma has the drug that masks the symptoms of the disease but doesn't cure anything.
Well, if Big Pharma wasn't allowed to advertise in this country, there would be no legacy media besides Fox News because
exactly
literally they would have no advertising.
There's almost no legacy media anyway now. I mean, it's going away, but sure. it's still heavily influenced by Big Pharma money because it's all, I mean, look, if you watch CNN or MSNBC, every other fucking commercial is a goddamn drug or Big Pharma advertising some fucking drug that they put out. Millions of dollars are spent in billions of dollars are spent in advertising.
Oh, yeah.
And you combine all of that shit and then have something like COVID come along. And then it's just a giant propaganda machine all day long on it.
All day long.
With the U.S. government involved, with Biden fucking violating the fucking Constitution by the White House itself contacting social media to say, don't fucking put this out and don't, you know, you got to scrub everything that's saying about this. It's just fucking crazy. But they're saving democracy. The left is saving democracy from us all day, right? Okay. Yeah. They literally did everything they could in the past 8 years to fucking destroy democracy. And it didn't work because the American people finally said, fuck you.
In front of everybody's eyes, too, and they still don't see it. So it's like they kind of got away with it, even though they didn't win the fucking
election. Yeah, the people are still brainwashed, and they are literally fucking brainwashed. I know it's funny to see that, you know, the people on the left say, the people on the right are brainwashed. It's like, no, motherfucker, we know the truth. We know what fucking is actual, factual truth. You are fed this whole fucking ream of lies from the fucking media, and then you quote them as your source to say, no, this is true because they said it. Like, no, motherfucker, it's not. The New York Times is corrupt. LA Times is corrupt. The Washington Post is corrupt. It's fucking all corrupt. Every MSN fucking show and personality on every one of those shows, they're all corrupt. Every fucking one of them. And if they don't know they're spewing propaganda, then they're stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They know. Come on. They're fucking compliant.
Mm-hmm.
Falling in line. I mean, you can't be...
But it was just wild to watch that video I just talked about with the 3.4% death rate. You had, you know, late night hosts, fucking every news anchor, every newspaper, you know, the WHO, every person that was high up in the medical fields were all saying, no, he's lying. He lies to you. It's he just has a hunch it's less than 1%, but it's really 3.4%. They were all fucking wrong. Every one of them were wrong.
That was like in that Fauci video with the black dude. He's like, Fauci's like, the guy goes, dude, this is just as deadly as the flu. And Fauci's like, no, it's not. And Fauci's like, do you know how many people died last year from the flu? And he gives a number. And then he goes, and then Fauci goes, do you know how many people died this year from the flu? He's like, well, and then Fauci goes, well, relatively zero, because every flu death was attributed to
COVID
like he says this coming out of his mouth. Last year was like, let's just say 200,000 people died. This next year, when COVID's here, zero people died from the flu.
But
like, dude, what? Are you fucking insane, bro?
And as I've said, there is no discernible difference between 2019 mortality rates and 2020 mortality rates. Basically, no more people died in those between those 2 years. So where are all the dead people from just COVID? There are none.
Is that a true fucking fact, dude?
Oh, yes. That was talked about back in 2020, 2021. There was no discernible fucking rise in the death rate between 2019 and 2020.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, maybe we can look up that stat, but I've heard it several fucking times.
Well, because I know whenever the fucking vaccine came out, they started seeing the death rate starting to increase.
Yeah, I don't know about 20. I think 21 was very similar to 2020, but I don't know if 22, it started going higher after the vaccines came in. But yeah, there was a stat out there saying that all cause mortality rate is way the fuck up because they all have the vaccine. They're all fucking dying from it.
And it's literally like 3 weeks after the vaccine came out, you just see the spike.
Oh, it's insane. Yeah. It's fucking wild, man. But you literally still have people that believe in it, that fucking tell you all day long you're an idiot for not getting it, that are fucking triple, quadruple, quintuple boosted. It's like, wow, man.
Oh,
fucking open your mind and fucking figure out that you're living in a fucking lie.
Chad, you'll like this. Bobby, pull up the Jean-Pierre fucking article I sent you. This is funny, dude.
Oh, is this our lovely press secretary?
Yes, yes.
Karine Jean-Pierre. She won the lottery. She is black, a woman, and gay. Yeah, she won she won the Olympics of being oppressed. Yes.
You saw that they had like a meme. She was wearing basically like the fucking purple Joker outfit. And then they like did up her face to look like the Joker. It was funny. Look at it. No, we go up to, there it is. Yeah. Look at that headline. Shredded for wrongly claiming 64% of Americans support the pardon of Hunter Biden. Oh my God. She got it backwards, dude.
Yeah, of course she did.
So
did she get it backwards? Was that on purpose or did she actually make a mistake?
So 64% of Americans do not support the pardon and 36% do.
Right.
Fucking moron.
And those 36% are the Harry Sissons of the world and the people that the Democrats can do no wrong or Biden can do no wrong. So you're not going to get them to fucking say they're against something Biden did anyway.
Well, I'm just going to be laughing all the way when fucking Joe Biden is fucking sitting in jail and his son Hunter's out. You know what I'm saying? Once fucking Trump gets in the
office. I think he can technically pardon himself, which I wouldn't doubt that he'll do before he leaves.
I don't think can he pardon?
He is pushing the fucking limits of the presidential pardon, like putting it into places it's never been before. So,
right. Yeah, I didn't know you could pardon if charges weren't drawn, but I guess so.
Well, yeah. He pardoned Hunter Biden from January 1st, 2014 to December 1st, 2024 for any crimes that he may have committed or any crimes that we don't know about yet.
Right. I mean, then every president should just fucking pardon himself before he leaves office. I think there might be something that maybe he can't do that because, right? Wouldn't every president
do that
then?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, in what world do they have to do that? Only in a corrupt fucking world would you have to even entertain pardoning yourself.
100%. 100%. But we all know that not many of
there was an interview with Trump where he was considering pardoning himself, and then he said, I did nothing wrong. I think he was told that he could.
Mm.
After his, towards the end of his first term, but he said, I'm not doing that because I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, I would have just done a blanketed fucking thing because look at how these shady fucks they are.
Right, but I mean, he is a man of principle, obviously, because he didn't do it.
Right.
I didn't do anything wrong. Why do I need to pardon myself?
Yeah.
Because if he did pardon himself, then it would look like he did something shady. Wrong.
Right, yeah. Right. Which is exactly
and
what
he's not.
Like.
Again, he's not taking a salary for his whole presidency. Do you ever see Joe Biden or Obama or anybody else do that? Nope.
Please. Biden's pocketing money, not giving up money.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
let's be real here.
Pocketing money from his family's fucking corrupt, evil, bullshit little, you know, money-making schemes that they pulled off all around the world.
I just don't understand. Like, Rogan says that in the late 90s, early 2000s, they used to have a Biden night at the Comedy Store where comedians would come up and do another comedian's act.
It's still his material, right? Because he plagiarized the shit out, right? Yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. Because this guy lies about everything. Like, oh, I did this. This is my material. Or I went to this law school and I was this. So they had, like, literally back then. So he was known as a fucking serious lying politician way back in the day.
Oh, he's been known as that for basically his whole career. He's been known as a joke his whole career.
Right. I just don't understand how that could be. And then all of a sudden you're the leader of the free world. Like,
because he was the perfect puppet.
Right. And you didn't have the media fucking pulling up all these old videos and reminding us.
Because they're all corrupt too. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's just a propaganda arm of the left. That's all media is.
Yeah.
That's why they hate fucking independent journalists and media like podcasts. They fucking hate those because you actually have people telling the truth that can't be controlled, that are not part of some, you know, corporate conglomerate taking millions of dollars from the government or advertisers to tell fucking lies.
Well, I mean, in all reality, there was two saving graces to this whole thing. One was Elon Musk and two was Joe Rogan. And Joe mm-hmm. Rogan arguably was first and might have been more important because if you remember, he was at that point too big to cancel, but they were canceling everybody and their mother around him.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Mm-hmm. If he wasn't at that level that he was at that point, they would have canceled him and silenced him and fucking this would be a completely different landscape right now. The legacy media would have fucking won. And that was literally the case. They could not cancel him because he was too big at that point. They tried. They had him. They pulled out everything under the sun. Him saying the N-word fucking 500 times over his career. You remember that?
Right. Uh-huh.
They tried everything. Dude.
Yep. Well, it was good timing, though, that he went to Spotify, too, because, you know.
Oh, my God.
Fucking YouTube would have shut him down easily, you know?
Yep. Yep.
Thank God Spotify did. But, I mean, I think they paid him too, like you said, he was too big to fail. Spotify paid him way too much money to then take him off the fucking air.
100%. And then, I mean, it was, they paid him so much that Neil Young was like, well, if you don't get him off, you're going to remove my music. They're like, see ya.
Exactly. Music out of here. Thanks, Neil. Yeah. Keep on rocking in the free world. Where the fuck did that sentiment go, dude? You fucking lost.
He's back on Spotify, so.
Yeah, of course he is. Of course he is. But that's the point about, like, rock and roll now. Rock and roll, the majority of rock and roll artists support this fucking leftist bullshit fucking government control apparatus that fucking just wants to take away your rights and literally lies to you with propaganda all day long. And that's who most of these musicians support. It's like you're supposed to be rebels. You're supposed to be rock and roll. The new punk rock are the Republicans. Sorry, that's just the case because they are literally railing against the system that is fucking designed to control you and take away literally fucking rights that they consider, like they call the First Amendment, I think Kamala called it a privilege. It's like, no, that's a fucking right. It's not a privilege. It's not a driver's license.
That's hysterical, bro.
And so you literally have these fucking artists. I'm just like, okay, you're punk rock or you're fucking a rock and roller, but you're like, okay, Kamala Harris, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're so backwards.
Yeah. I wonder where Kurt Cobain would be nowadays. Do you think he would have conformed and fucking?
I don't know. Good question. Good question. Good question. Not.
I mean, his Dave Grohl did, right? Isn't he fucking?
Well, he was all about the vax. I mean, because I think he had one of the first shows where everyone had to be vaccinated to go to it. And I think it was in New York.
I think he was going to sue Trump for using his music or some shit.
He talked about that, and then they quickly backtracked because it turned out that he had sold some of the publishing rights, and Trump got the rights to that song legally.
Right.
So
right.
Shut your dumb mouth. Sorry.
DG. Bobby, why don't you come on, talk to us a little bit, put your pants on.
Put your pants on.
Yeah. I was going to actually say that.
Nice. Then,
did you see that Daniel Penny, dude?
You got my videos.
Oh, yeah. We forgot to talk about that. Yeah. Daniel Penny got fucking acquitted of all charges. Thank God.
Yeah.
I put up a post. I said the left constantly makes the fucking bad guy the hero, the criminal the hero, and the hero the criminal. They always fucking do this. Always. The guy, that Jordan Neely guy, he was convicted of punching a 67-year-old woman in the face in 2021 and then was given, you know, housing and was given like all these incentives to like try to get his life back together. Well, he quit the program in 13 weeks. Then he goes on a fucking train. I love how these leftists, if any of these leftists that are defending this guy were on that train, they would be scared shitless and wish someone would do what fucking Daniel Penny did.
Right.
All of them. Every fucking one of them. They sit there and like, oh no, I wouldn't have done anything. Yeah, of course, because you're a fucking coward. Daniel Penny stood up and fucking defended everyone on that train. This guy was yelling he was going to kill people.
Right.
And then acting really erratically in a fucking enclosed train in the subway.
I think I would be the one to stand up too. I think I definitely been in that position, and I've been to the point where I had to tell people to like calm down. Like,
yeah.
In New York, it happens a lot. So.
So, but then you have Alvin Bragg in fucking New York, who's more concerned about going after people that actually helped someone on the subway than actual fucking criminals. Like, he won't prosecute fucking real criminals. They'll go after Trump, and they'll go after Daniel Penny.
Yeah. So,
but they won't go after real criminals.
As somebody who's choked people out before, so the guy was fighting the whole time, but you see like about a minute and like 40 seconds before, Daniel lets go, the guy is out cold and he's still holding on. So when you feel somebody go out cold like that and you still want to keep the choke around, you can, but you got to let off of it because now you're blocking and restricting all the airway and you're killing him. And this guy supposedly was a green belt in not jujitsu, but military mixed martial arts. I guess he was
a Marine. Yeah.
He should have known that last minute 40 was excessive and he was probably killing him, in my opinion. And I mean, you feel it when you choke somebody out and they go out, it's a complete dead limp body.
Yeah, they go limp. Yep.
Yeah. So, and he held on to it for that much longer. So, technically he did something wrong, but everybody who was there felt protected. They felt he did the right thing. But if you know and his adrenaline could have been going, so maybe he didn't feel it and stuff like that. But you know, you feel it when they go, you know.
I mean, I agree with you, that's sure it could be the case, but if everyone was fearing for their life on that train, you're gonna make sure this motherfucker doesn't get back up.
Mm-hmm. And there was other, you know, there's people holding that guy's hands and stuff, but I saw the video, I saw the body cams and what everybody was saying to the officers after they got arrested, and they were like, he did nothing wrong, he protected us, this guy was about to get crazy, blah blah blah. And I agree with that, everything I saw in the video, but that last minute 40, because you see the guy's legs go limp and I'm like, why is he not letting go? And then he holds on for almost a full 2 minutes. And he said that, you know, it's your right to hold on to them and subdue them till the police come, but you could let it off, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could still have it around, so if he wakes up you could then choke it back, but you could relent it so it's just it's not gripped and coming off the air.
I mean, you got fucking adrenaline and
exactly. So that's probably what, you know, everybody took into account. But if you're just looking at it from a strictly like technique point of view, you're like, you should have let go. But
well, of course, the left, though, they made this whole thing racial. Now BLM's out fucking calling for black people to randomly fucking attack white people in the fucking streets of New York. It's like, man, they've had several press conferences now. You know, they're all up in arms. You don't hear fucking shit about inner city violence in fucking Chicago or even New York City or L.A. But you don't hear anything from BLM about that until a white guy happens to fucking, you know, somehow either hurt or kill a black guy. All of a sudden, they're fucking back. It's racism.
True.
It's fucking insane.
Meanwhile, he protected a bunch of black people on that train. Those were the people telling the officers, like, this guy saved us. What was the guy who died? Jordan?
Yeah, Jordan Neely.
Jordan Neely. Like, this guy was literally a second away from going nuts. He took off his coat. He threw it on the ground. He's telling everybody he's going to kill him. He's not afraid to go to jail. Today's the day. He's ready to blah, blah, blah. He's like, and these were all black people telling the cops, like, no, this dude saved us, blah, 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 blah.
Well, that's what someone pointed out. It's like, he saved black people on the train, or black people on the train. There were black cops. You have a black mayor. You have black, yeah, I think it was black jury members, and all these people. So this is racism where this guy off the hook because he's white. Give me a fucking break.
And as the guy had him in the chokehold, there was two other guys, one black and one Spanish dude, holding the guy's hand. So it was literally. 3-on-1 almost, yeah. And it was a mix of races. It was a white guy, a black guy, and a Spanish guy on the black guy.
It's insane. It is wild. Yeah.
That's what we are today.
And now Jordan Neely's dad, who apparently has not been in his life at all, has now come. He's making, Jordan was so great and blah, blah, blah. Dude, you didn't fucking know the guy because you abandoned him, you piece of shit. You're just showing up now to make money from this because you know.
Yeah,
his fucking family's going to sue New York or sue somebody and fucking try to get a bunch of money out of it. It's exactly 100%. What's going to happen. And that's why his dad now is on the fucking mic saying, Jordan was such a great kid. Motherfucker, if you abandon your child, don't come on the fucking, you know, don't jump on the limelight because your son got killed.
I don't think he even paid child support or anything like
exactly.
that.
Jordan was such a great kid. My Twitter handle is ba 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 ba. Trying to get his 50
pathetic.
Minutes.
Pathetic. So done with this bullshit.
What do we got there, Bobby? Oh, by the way, we got Tommy London coming on next week.
Sweet.
Yeah. He is he's on Ozzy's channel on Sirius XM, which is cool. He's a DJ on there. Singer-songwriter. He's going to be on Celebrity Sports Inc. Oh, yeah, and I got us a code. So people could go up and join that raffle to win the tiny house and whatever else they were giving away.
Mm. Tiny house.
I'm thinking about buying one of those and just planting it somewhere up in the mountains just to have a spot.
Well, I'm trying to put it in North Carolina. FEMA won't let you.
Is that true?
There was a bunch of small houses or mobile homes basically that were being donated to the people in North Carolina. Yeah. FEMA said, no, we can't have them because they'll be put on a floodplain.
Wow.
The people literally freezing, but the fucking U.S. government will not let them have housing because it's on a floodplain. Like, fuck off. Make an exception, people.
Is that?
Yeah, people need to really rise up. They really do.
Well, they did. They did in fucking November. We just got to wait until the transition happens to the real fucking government so we don't have to fucking deal with these idiots anymore.
All right. I got this link. I'm going to see how I could post this. I'm going to put it in the description, guys, because I got to figure out exactly how it do.
How did it do?
I like that. I like that idea that he had, though. So he's doing 2,000 tickets, $100 each.
Mm.
Whoever sells the most tickets gets $10,000, and whoever wins the raffle gets the tiny home.
Nice.
So it's a cool little thing. I kind of like that, dude. It's a good idea. We could fucking get that going with our audience.
There you go. Yeah.
Definitely a good idea.
1,000 tickets, $50 each. 60-40 split. We get 60, they get 40.
There you go.
You heard of the 50-50 raffle. This is the 60-40 raffle in our favor.
Hey, somebody has to make something, you know?
That's right. Got to get paid for our work somehow.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's a fact.
What do you got there, Bobby? Anything on the agenda for Bobby's World?
mean, I was looking at your articles with about Putin.
Putin.
Putin going crazy.
Yeah,
Putin
that's
talking
another
about.
thing. That's another thing that's crazy is what happened just happened in Syria. So all of a sudden, out of the fucking blue, these guys gain the initiative and take over the whole fucking country and topple the Assad regime after what, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years of war? Just out of fucking nowhere, they're like, they just take over. They take over Aleppo, Homs, and fucking Damascus. Boom, just like that.
Well, they were saying because Russia's so occupied with Ukraine and they were protecting.
Well, they've been occupied with Ukraine. Why did it happen right now? That's what I want to know. How did it happen just right now, right before Trump comes into office? Like, what? There's some. Nothing is coincidence in this fucking world anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Things are
But
falling into place, you know.
isn't it good that this guy's gone? And
I
the
don't
rebels are
know.
going. Isn't that
I
what
don't
we
know.
want?
I don't know if it's good. He's an evil dictator, obviously, but he kept the lands basically in check for, because there, I think that now ISIS is going to try to make that fucking place a caliphate.
Well, I was going to say, if Russia was protecting him, and so technically he should be our enemy, and these rebels should be our, the side that we want to win, but
Right.
we've been so
So that was the whole
fucked.
thing about this thing. You had Assad was an evil dictator, so his regime's a piece of shit. Then you had the freedom fighters, which I think were not terrorists, but then you had ISIS involved too. So it was like three factions. We were supporting the good guys apparently, but then every time it's a fucking mess. It's a goddamn
Yeah,
mess.
it is.
There's a good documentary, by the way, on Peacock on Charles Manson. I just started watching. FYI.
Okay, cool.
FYI.
Yeah, that guy's crazy. That fucking movie that Quentin Tarantino made is fucking wild, man.
Once upon a time in Hollywood.
Yeah, I mean, because it's like a drama, is like a different take on that whole situation. But
Yeah.
it's a cool movie when you think about the sort of how it kind of weaves some of the history into the movie, but it's not the real history.
I gotta watch it again. I only watched it once, and I was just like, "Eh," because I have high hopes for anything Quentin Tarantino does, and
Yeah.
I don't think I gave that one its fair due. So I should check it out again.
Oh, it's good, yeah.
You
And
know,
he's supposed to make one more movie and then he's retiring, apparently.
yeah, man. Did you ever see True Romance?
Yes.
That he wrote that movie
Right. Didn't
and
direct it though, right?
he sold it so he can make Reservoir Dogs.
Ah, right. Okay. Yes.
And I did not know this, but then after I watched True Romance and then I found out that it was his movie, I'm like, oh my God, it so fucking is. The way it goes from like the ending to the beginning, back to the middle, and like all
Right.
the characters. I'm like, wow, that's so a fucking Quentin Tarantino movie.
I haven't seen that forever. That's Brad Pitt's in that, right? And Woody Harrelson.
Brad Pitt's in it, fucking James Gandolfini, Christopher Walken,
Is Woody Harrelson in it? He's in it, right?
Patricia Arquette. I don't know about
Patricia.
Woody.
I think.
The main dude is Christian Slater.
What's it called again? I
True
thought he was in
Romance.
True Romance. That's right.
Brad Pitt's the stoner in it, dude. It's the funniest thing in the world. James Gandolfini comes in. He's like, yo, or where are they? He's like, he's smoking out of the bong. He's like, well, you go straight and then you make a left and then
I must be thinking of a
a.
different movie then. I don't know what the fuck movies. Yeah, Woody Harrelson's not in it. You're right. I don't know what I'm
No.
thinking of. Thinking of something. Dennis Hopper, Christian Slater,
Yeah, man.
Val Kilmer.
James gone.
Yeah, Val
Yeah, Gary
Kilmer's in it. That's
Oldman,
right.
Brad Pitt, and Christopher Walken.
Gary Oldman, you wouldn't even recognize him because they got him in like this fucking pimp ass. He literally is a pimp in the movie. So they got him like the pimp costume. Fucking great movie, dude.
That's wild.
I watched this movie Y2K the other day.
Yeah, it's a documentary.
Jonah Hill. No, this is a new movie
Oh.
that
Oh.
Jonah Hill did it.
Oh,
It's
really?
about yeah, it's about Y2K and all the like all the machines rise up against the people.
Oh, that's
Oh
funny.
God.
That's a
You
funny story
really
about
need to.
Y2K. Live was supposed to do a New Year's Eve show in 1999 in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And we canceled it because of Y2K.
You guys were nervous. Everybody was
Hey man,
nervous.
yeah, exactly. I sat at my house. I filled up my bathtub with a bunch of water, and so I had extra water just in case. And like, I was ready. Nothing
Well,
happened.
here's my whole thing though. Like, so because supposedly what the thing was, the date only had the last 2 years. It didn't have four. So once it turned to 2000, it was going to think it was like it basically reset.
It would be 1900. Yeah.
Right. Yes. But
and so, calamity would ensue.
Right. So and I guess like about a year before we turned to 2000, all this shit started popping up about Y2K. But it turned out to be nothing. Like, so was it something and they fixed it, or was it nothing and they created propaganda to fucking get us all into a frenzy?
I think a little bit of both.
I could tell you that there were people working on Oracle systems and most of the computer databases.
There were lots of people working on it, fixing it, but I think it was also just hype and fucking propaganda that turned it into the scary shit. Yeah.
Well, because here's what I was going to say, Bobby. Like, none of the personal computers were being updated back then. Like, when you downloaded Windows 98, you didn't get, like, Windows 98 build fucking 3, like, 4 months from that. You didn't get an update until you got Windows 2000. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't.
Yeah, you're right.
Did they, like, could they even fix personal computers at that time? I don't know. It all seemed fucking wacky tabacky.
It seemed like it didn't matter for personal computers.
It was just like the supercomputers and mainframes and shit.
The shit that China has backdoors to now. Great.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, they better not, because I will backdoor the shit out of them.
Well, the Biden administration allowed Chinese transformers to be sold into America back in, I think, 21 or so. And we don't know if they have backdoors in them. I mean, these are the devices that basically step down or step up power, right. And they're fucking everywhere. And if the Chinese have backdoor to them, they could just shut down our whole fucking grid. At will.
I think they would have done that already.
Maybe. I mean, the great opportune time would be if they invaded Taiwan.
Bobby, did I send you an article on those drones over Jersey?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because I just saw someone talking about this. Have you seen any
drones everywhere?
I haven't seen any. Me personally, no, but Governor Murphy spoke about it. So I guess
the guy I follow, Scott DeBlayo. What the fuck is his name? Scott Blayo. He's a comedian guy, or no, I'm sorry, an artist guy that I follow.
Right.
He just put a post out about it. He's saying that they're fucking the size of cars. They're huge drones. They're not like little fucking tiny ones.
No,
like 20 feet, like in size, they're saying.
So what is that? Why is no one talking about it? And why is no one doing anything about it?
I don't know, but they were just spotted over my town last night. And then listen, the governor says that they're mystery New Jersey drones. They go dark when spotted. So as soon as you look at them, they fucking lights go out.
What?
Yeah.
How the fuck will they know that?
If they're
that's
fucking insane. Aliens, bro. You know, right? Like, I don't know, bro. Yeah, but look at those.
Very sophisticated. Saying the minute you get eyes on them, they go dark.
What the fuck?
Murphy disclosed there were 49 reported sightings Sunday, predominantly in Hunterdon County, though noted some reports might overlap. These are apparently very, as I understand it, very sophisticated. The minute you get, that's what you just read, Bobby. Sorry, can you scroll down?
Yeah.
What is it, watching you so it knows if you look at it, it turns the lights off? Like, that's fucking bizarre, dude.
Exactly. We're obviously most concerned about sensitive targets and sensitive critical infrastructure, he said. See, we've got military assets, we've got utility assets, and we've got the president-elect, one of his homes here. This is something we're taking deadly serious. Murphy urged...
Hey, you should be.
100%. Murphy urged residents to report drone sightings to local law enforcement or the FBI, promising transparency. If we have news, I'll let you know the minute we know something. Newsweek has contacted the governor's office, blah, 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 blah. And sightings which began last month have alarmed residents and led to an ongoing FBI investigation. Drones have reportedly been spotted near the Picatinny Arsenal, a U.S. military facility.
Yeah, Picatinny, yeah.
Picatinny.
And President-elect Donald Trump's Bedminster golf course. Hey, I was there filming Happy Gilmore.
Oh, seeing drones?
I did not.
if they're flying around with impunity, who says they can't strap a bomb to them and fucking start dropping shit on people?
Exactly.
100% they could. They could already be armed. You don't know.
Jesus fucking Christ. Why is it only happening in New Jersey? That's fucking wild. Like, what's going on?
Well, did you hear reported here and they're over the president-elect's fucking golf course and our military fucking, you know, bases and shit. Just wait, Bobby, go back. I want to read the last thing.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it's fucking Chinese. I wouldn't be not be fucking surprised.
I would, because that's a brazen fucking move, dude. And that's a fucking act of war.
What do you mean? They flew fucking balloons over our goddamn country and let.
That's different. That's a fucking weather balloon with like shit that could collect, you know, could collect data. This is something that could be armed with fucking missiles.
And they can move fast.
Wait, go up a little bit, Bobby. It was something that was highlighted before. Yeah, right there. The drones, often described as large, brightly lit, and loud, have also been reported over reservoirs, electric transmission lines, and police stations.
Jesus Christ.
Eyewitnesses have said they're the size of small cars. Well, that's how you know that they're not far, like they're part of this world. They're loud and they're brightly lit. The foreign alien UFO ones usually have no lights and they're not loud at all. There's no sound usually. So that's how you know it's like from this world. A video claiming to show a drone crash circulated online, though no official confirmations have emerged. Really? Florham Park police chief said drone's presence nefarious in nature, though authorities maintain there is no imminent threat. Listen to me. If we don't know whose fucking drones they are, to me, that's an imminent threat.
Just start taking them down. Just start taking them down.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you hear? Sorry.
No, go ahead.
And blow them the smithereens, you're right. Did you hear about the dog that got caught transferring drugs for Mexico over the border? One of these robotic drug dogs.
Oh, robotic. Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
Yeah. Now they have robotic drug dogs. And now it was designed to destroy itself if it was like stopped for a certain amount of time. The software was programmed so that it would just destroy evidence, destroy any kind of tracking.
Jesus Christ.
It's crazy.
I mean, I would just use drones to fucking
that's what I was saying.
Drop this shit off.
Yep, that's what I was saying.
I'm sure they're doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
If we can think of it, they have.
Well, listen, I mean, the dark web, like everything that's ordered on there is sent through the United States Postal Service. So any drugs you're ordering off. So it's like either they know about it and don't give a fuck or, you know.
I can attest to sending drugs and getting drugs through the mail. I'm like, it happens and no problem.
Right. Same. Come on now. Dark web's where it's at, bro. You get, it's literally the Amazon for
You should plead the fifth, Bobby. Plead the fifth.
Well,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
This is just a show, and we talk shit. Nothing's true on here.
Yeah, it's all hypothetical.
That's right.
Biden is the best. Biden is great.
I plead the fifth.
I plead the fifth.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Trying to think what else. What else am I?
I had a few things to say. Let me look here. What
get
else
him,
I
buddy.
Had.
Get him.
What else did I have?
Oh, by the way, I got picked for Husker, the Bruce Springsteen biopic.
Okay. What's that mean? What are you going to do?
Just act in it, but, you know, like extra work or whatever. But,
oh, cool.
The photo
do you
I
get
had.
To, you get to recreate the Dancing in the Dark video and be the girl?
Yes.
Well, it's Courtney Cox.
The picture I had on my casting thing was with long hair, and that's what they wanted, people with long hair. So now that I got short hair, I'm not in it.
You're going to be Courtney Cox. Sweet.
Yes. I'm going to be Courtney Dix.
I love it. Let's see what else we got here.
I'm going to be Courtney Black Cox.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Fucking, what's this?
You don't want to be Courtney Asian Cox. She's small.
Knock it off. Tiny egg roll.
Now we're getting racist. Stop it.
Oh, egg roll.
Yo, listen to this, though. I heard in China they have this bowl of, and this is something that's like, I guess, known amongst the Chinese community, but they have this, they call it a perpetual stew. And it's boiled, and it's boiled, and they keep boiling, and it's been boiling for 50 years. and they keep just putting more stuff in it. And as long as it's kept at a boiling temperature, it's going to kill all the germs.
Yeah.
It's a 50-year-old like base broth.
They keep adding like liquid to it.
Well, they keep eating it and adding. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Crazy.
Oh, here's a good one.
Kennedy's Eternal Flame. They got Eternal fucking soup broth.
Yeah. Right.
So the Daily Mail, which is British, they put out a headline saying Biden will leave office as the worst president in modern history, according to voters in a devastating poll. But I didn't hear anything about this in mainstream media. Of course not.
Wow.
And then the comment underneath it says, but he had the most votes in history.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, did you see Trump went and met with Zelensky and who else in Africa, I forget where, somewhere.
He's
in
Paris right now, I believe.
Biden is on vacation in Africa and nobody knows where the fuck Kamala is. This is like the first time the president-elect is running the country before he takes office after being inaugurated. Like Trump is literally running shit now. Biden's on vacation. Kamala's not doing shit. Like, this is crazy. And they were saying Democrats are pissed at Biden for like allowing this power vacuum to happen while he's still in office. They're like, he shouldn't be talking to anybody. Trump shouldn't be talking to anybody.
What do they expect is going to happen with this fucking brain dead idiot?
Exactly.
Yeah. Except he can issue pardons at will to whoever the fuck he wants.
I should try to sneak one out of him, you know. Tell him I'm his old great grand.
But if
what are you in trouble for?
Yeah.
What do you
exactly? What are you admitting to, buddy?
Come on. Yeah.
Future crimes.
I want to be pardoned until 2026, please.
Yeah.
Minority
report.
Exactly. I mean, did you see video of Trump being, you know, addressed and greeted in Paris? Like, it's a whole different vibe than it's fucking Biden. People are like in reverence, like they're coming up like hello, you know, they're being very respectful and shit. It's not like Biden falling asleep at the fucking didn't he fall asleep at that conference in Africa, where he donated $1 billion and then fell asleep at the fucking meeting with the people. He's sitting there sleeping.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Just like he fell asleep in Maui, Ed, when he's hearing all the Maui people talk about the devastation they've been through, and he's fucking sleeping.
Can you fucking imagine?
It's just wild, man.
It is. It's wild. It was a wild time, and hopefully these next 4 years we could just, you know, make a 180, you know, because we have
to. Yes, we have to.
I got to show this video because it's one of my favorite videos of Trump when he was first in office. I'm like, this is my fucking president right here, man. Safari. Share sound video. Okay. This is the greatest, dude. Can you guys see?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, this is where he comes up through the crowd and pushes everyone out. I love it.
He pushes it. This is the best, dude. He's like, no, I'm the leader. I'm the leader.
Yep.
Did you see that tweet? Did you see that tweet he just put out? He's trolling Trudeau again. He's like, I like to talk about something about like the governor of Canada because he's the governor of the 51st state of Canada. you heard he said that to him, right? They were talking somewhere.
No, but that's hysterical.
Okay, so yeah, Trudeau was talking to Trump somewhere in person, I think 2 weeks ago or a week ago, something not too long ago. But he said something like, because Trump's talking about waging tariffs against Canadian goods coming in,
right?
Because there's $100 billion disparity between what Canada makes off of us and what we make off of them. Okay,
right.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, we're going to put some tariffs on you. And Trudeau basically was said, well, you know, that might kill the Canadian economy. And Trump's like, well, then we'll just make Canada the 51st state. Jokingly, but said it to his fucking face. And now he's trolling him saying, hey, he's the governor of Canada.
I love it, man. When I was playing that video, did you guys hear sound?
No, I didn't hear anything.
No, I didn't hear sound.
Cool. Want to make sure
cool. Back. I just want to make sure you did not hear anything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There was this somebody just put this about Joe Rogan. I don't know if you can see this. It's probably backwards.
House release, no, 500-page report.
Yeah, it says the House released the 500-page report on the pandemic. They basically said all of the conspiracy theories were correct.
Right.
Every single one of them. No repercussion, no apologies, none of it. That's what Joe Rogan said.
That's what I was talking about earlier. Yeah, they put out a House Oversight Committee, you know, investigation about COVID, and everything was fucking wrong.
Well, we were part of those conspiracy theories that turned out to be right. Those fuckers.
That's what I'm saying, you know. It's like,
they blew their really load, listen
to you. You gotta listen to your intuition. That's what it comes down to. You know, you gotta really
find the information that makes sense and listen to your intuition. And then the information that made sense was all the shit that would be censored. I'm like, okay, this is
exactly.
This is some fucked up shit. This is so. Yeah, I read a whole article in March of 2020 about, and I've said this before, about gain of function research. Being there's a moratorium put on gain of function research in this country by Obama in 2014. Then they shipped all that to the Wuhan lab in China, and the NIH funded it under Fauci.
Right. But it wasn't gain of function research on that. First of all, with the gain of function research, it's so stupid. You're creating viruses that wouldn't normally get to that level so you could find out how to combat it. Like, what?
Exactly. Yeah.
Like,
then you know that fucker Fauci sitting in front of Congress and Senate lying to them, saying this wasn't gain of function research. You don't know what you're talking about. It's like, it made the virus more virulent and easier to fucking catch. That's gain of function research, motherfucker.
Right. Well, he was saying that they weren't even funding gain of function research.
Of course, like, he fucking lies through his teeth. He'll probably be pardoned next.
Where did it start? Yo, that's grounds to kill a motherfucker, bro.
Oh, I wouldn't put it past Biden. They're talking about preemptive pardons for Fauci, Cheney, Liz Cheney, and who else? Someone else. Some other
that's
fucking
crazy, bro. That's crazy.
I mean, Trump on 60 Minutes, he was like, yeah, I want to go after the people that prosecuted the J6ers. Like, I want to, like, it's bullshit. Like
that's like somebody pardoning Hitler after he fucking exterminated fucking a lot of Jews. Like,
well, they had the January 6th committee, and they destroyed all their fucking evidence.
Trump said he's pardoning them all on day one.
Oh, the J6ers, I'm saying the committee that basically helped put all those people in jail that were investigating January 6th, they destroyed all their fucking evidence and all their files.
Wow, like kind of like the moon landing.
That is treasonous again.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the moon landing technology we lost.
Exactly.
I have feeling.
January 6th was all set up so that they could go after Trump and he possibly not run for office because he was an insurrectionist. All fucking bullshit. The whole thing. Those people went there to protest. He told them to go there peacefully to protest. Pelosi and the fucking mayor of D.C. turned down his request to have additional National Guard units there. And then when you watch the video that Tucker Carlson put out and played most of it on Fox, that's why he was relieved of Fox, thank God, because now he's free to talk about whatever he fucking wants to talk about. You can see the feds in the fucking crowd. You can tell who they are. You can see the instigators. You can see the cops starting to like shoot fucking rubber bullets and tear gas into the crowd to get them all fucking riled up. And then they go back and fucking open the goddamn doors and let them in.
Yeah,
it's a
and
fucking
they're walking,
setup, dude. Complete
they're walking
setup.
With him. They're walking with him through the building.
It's exactly.
Yo, Chad Gracie for president. Chad Gracie for president.
Oh, that's
I want
great.
That job.
I like that.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, besides Trump, anybody who wants that job is probably not the right person for that job.
Exactly. That's the thing. You got to be a fucking psychopath to take the job.
Definitely. Especially after seeing when you try to do good, what happens to you? When you try to buck the system and do right by the people, look what the fuck happens to you.
This is what I loved about Trump the whole time, that he wasn't a politician, and he wasn't part of the deep state, and he had so much money that he couldn't be bought off. That's what I fucking liked about him the whole time. I don't like the way he speaks, and I don't like to watch him give public speeches. I don't.
Dude,
and
I love
and his egomaniac, great, but he is not part of the fucking problem. He is going to take care of the problem.
I'm going one step further, dude. I love the fact that our fucking president is a billionaire playboy. Well, married now, but billionaire playboy. Yeah, I love absolutely. The fact that he fucking speaks his mind and talks about grabbing women by the pussy because mm-hmm. he's the leader of the free world. And as yep. the president of the fucking world, you could talk like that. So
I mean, I agree with that. I'm right on the same page there with you.
Anybody who could go absolutely. To the leaders of, you know, the rest of the countries and put them in their place, like, you need somebody like that. You need a fucking mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's time
like
for America that. To not bow down to these fucking correct. Assholes like Obama and fucking Biden did the whole goddamn time.
Correct. Exactly.
At least he bullshit. Does it publicly and puts countries in their place publicly and leaders in their place publicly. He doesn't fucking do covert fucking little coups and shit fucking like he's praising him with what he says and he stands by it. And that's why
yeah. leaders and that's the thing. Him. That's one of the things the left went after him about is, you know, going after like NATO and fucking Europe for not paying their fair share in NATO. Like, have you ever seen a graph of the NATO budget? It's like 79% of it's paid by us.
Us. And the portion that isn't, they're not even current on what they should be paying.
Exactly.
Which is insane.
And so he brings this shit up, and then the mainstream media is like, he's going to dismantle the NATO alliance. Well, so the fuck what?
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
They need us in NATO. We don't need them. We have the
exactly.
oceans.
Exactly.
We have yep. the oceans to protect us, bro. Like, it's fucking funny. Like, we're paying the majority of NATO's bills, and we don't need them.
And then NATO basically calls the fucking Russian-Ukraine war because they kept saying, oh, we're going to go into Ukraine now. We're going to – when was it? 1989? No, what was it? 1991 when the wall fell and fucking USSR dissolved. Ukraine, you know, said they'd never join NATO. That was part of the promise to Russia right. to make them feel good.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't expand NATO past – I forget where, you know, somewhere in Western Europe. Yeah. Or Eastern Europe, rather. They wouldn't expand NATO. Well, they've expanded NATO right to his fucking borders.
Yep.
Exactly.
And then they were threatening to bring Ukraine into NATO. That was his red line.
Right.
Could have been avoided. Didn't need 100%. To happen.
100%. Putin literally said before the war started, all he needed to hear from Biden was that Ukraine is definitely not ever going to be in NATO. And he right. wasn't going to invade.
Exactly.
But the fact
yes.
that they took that Western line that they drew in the sand fucking in 89, 90, whatever, and they moved it twice already right up to that Ukrainian border mm-hmm. is what made him fucking go in there and invade. Yep. I mean, that's 100%. Part of it. I'm sure he also wants to restore fucking Soviet fucking Union territories and shit like that. And
there's part of that. I don't think he has the, I mean, he doesn't, obviously you can see through the military actions that he doesn't have the fucking power to do that at this point, conventionally anyway.
At all.
But and there's, you know, then you have the other war hawk saying, well, he's not going to stop it. If he took right. Ukraine, he wasn't going to stop. He was going to go right into Western Europe. Bull fucking shit. He wasn't going to do that.
Dude.
He wasn't going to fucking do that.
He can't, bro. He couldn't fucking yeah. take Ukraine. He's going to go into fucking Poland. Come on,
right.
bro.
Ain't going to happen. Fucking
ain't
bullshit.
Ain't going to happen, dude. It's all rhetoric and bullshit.
Yep.
I mean,
fucking war hawks, maybe. War hawks.
It's fucking.
Yeah, that's exactly.
How many miles from our shore has nothing to do with us? It is not a NATO country. Let them defend themselves with their own money, or if fucking NATO or whatever wants to help them, fine. It shouldn't be our bill coming from fucking, if it comes from our NATO funds that we, you know, contribute to,
right.
fine.
Yeah, and on one hand, you want, you know, the United States pays the majority of the fucking NATO bill. Germany at one point was like, basically taking all their natural gas from Russia, and Trump was like, this is stupid. Why are you doing this? You're weakening yourself. If you want to have NATO because you're afraid of Russia, why the fuck are you taking all their natural gas?
Right.
And depending cheap. On it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's idiocy that runs the fucking world. And then Trump comes along and says shit that's true. And they're like, you're an idiot. You're dumb. You don't know what you're talking about. You're going to start World War III. You're going to do this. It's like, no, motherfuckers. He's actually trying to stop all this shit from happening.
He put BRICS in their place. They were saying they were going to fucking come up with their own currency.
Yeah. Did you ever hear Biden even talk about BRICS?
No.
And that first thing Trump says, like, yeah, BRICS. Every BRICS nation, 100% tariffs on anything coming to the United States.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, and that's the fucking what you need to tell and put these people in their place.
I mean, if we lost the world reserve currency for the U.S. dollar, it would destroy the country. Done.
Dishes would be done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, we used it in evil ways to manipulate some parts of the globe, which is fucked up. That happens. But on the other hand, you don't want the whole fucking, your whole economy to implode.
No. Nope. Again.
Chad Gracie for president.
Yeah.
All right there. I got to start at the beginning of the show. The please like, share, follow, subscribe, all that jazz.
Yeah, you need a little button. We need to talk that into a little button and you go, you just hit that.
Yes.
Please like, subscribe, and share.
Yes. Well, I'm going to we were talking, I want to start coming up with some bits and shit for the show. Play videos.
Yeah, we need some intro music, maybe outro music.
Well, so the only thing with that is so I have the intro and outro music that goes into our audio version.
Oh, okay.
I guess I could do it live, huh? No, I guess I could, and then I don't even have to edit that into the
That'd be cool.
I'll work on that. But yeah, please like, share, follow, subscribe. Thank you for coming on this journey, gracious audience. We will be back next Tuesday. We'll see you probably on Instagram this week. Me and Mr. Gracie will discuss that after the show.
Yes, huh?
But thank you, folks. Bobby, Chad, anything?
Everyone, thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for letting me rant the whole time.
Yes, we love when you do that.